You're listening to Morning Edition on WNYC. Now, we don't want to jinx it, but we have to tell it to you straight. We've been having a really cool summer so far. Well, at least when it comes to those days when temperatures reached 90 degrees or above. Only 4 days so far have been recorded in Central Park, when normally we get that warm about 18 days of summer. So what's behind this cooler-than-normal summer? Well, joining us is New Jersey State climatologist Dave Robinson, who's also a geography professor at Rutgers. Welcome back to WNYC, Dr. Robinson.
Thanks. My pleasure.
We mentioned that we've had far fewer 90-plus days than normal, but that's not the only way to measure. When we look at the average temperature for New York City, what sort of summer are we having?
A very normal summer, as a matter of fact. Looking at averages compared to the last 30 years, New York City's Central Park Station is running 0.2 of a degree above average since June 1st. However, as mentioned earlier, there's been an absence for the most part of days over 90. So we've had a moderate summer.
So which is the right way to look at the weather, overall average temperature or the number of really hot days?
Frankly, from a health and safety aspect, I think that looking at those days over 90 is really important. We haven't had that debilitating heat wave of multiple days where you get the temperatures over 90 that can be so dangerous to the young, the infirmed, and the elderly, as well as those just having outside jobs.
So what about New Jersey? It tends to be a little bit warmer there in general, but have there also been fewer really hot days than average?
Well, actually, down here in Central Jersey in New Brunswick, we've hit the 90-degree mark 11 times so far this summer, and we should have hit it roughly on average 12 times. But having said that, we're only 0.1 of a degree above average. So we've spiked with a little bit over the 90-degree mark more often than Central Park, but we've had cooler nights than you get in the city. And that's helped to bring the average temperature back to about where it should be for a normal summer. And really, what's interesting about this, and I think is making it seem colder, if you will, than average to most residents in the metropolitan area, is the fact that the last four summers all ranked in the top 10 for over the past century for warmth. So we really baked the last four summers.
What's causing this moderate weather? Does it have anything to do with that brutal cold winter we just had?
Actually, there still are some associations. We've been in an overall pattern since late last year with more of a dip in the jet stream in the eastern half of North America and what we call a ridge or a rise in the jet stream in the west. Thus, California is having a record-shattering warm year. While here in eastern North America, not only have we been on the cool side, particularly in the upper Midwest, but this is one of the coolest spots relative to normal on the entire globe this year. The globe had its warmest temperatures in over a century for May and June. Data aren't fully calculated for July yet.
So I guess we can't exactly forget about global warming then.
No, when it comes to global warming, you have to think globally. You can't just look locally.
Now, some people might think that it hasn't been warm enough, you know, to do things like swim in the ocean. So let's talk a little bit about what we can expect in the next few weeks of what's left of this summer.
Well, the 6 to 10 and 8 to 14 day outlooks of the National Weather Service suggest a tendency towards warmer than average and somewhat wetter than average conditions in the latter half of August. So don't put away the air conditioner and fans yet. It looks like we might have some dog days of summer appearing towards the end. There's no projection of a heat wave, but it does seem like this pattern of having these frequent reinforcing shots of cooler, drier air may be on the wane after we get through the one that we're experiencing right now.
Dave Robinson, New Jersey State climatologist, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure, anytime.